Welcome to the Creating Crosses into Crowns podcast. I'm your host, Gabriel Davies. We're here to learn about things that will influence your second life, but not only your second life, your first life, to live the best life possible. So sit back, relax, grab your seatbelt, and let's go. Sometimes you gotta put that work in by yourself. Sometimes you just gotta put that work in by yourself. You're probably sitting here wondering, Gabe, what are you talking about? It's late. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm playing. Maybe. Who knows if I'm playing or not. This is your boy, Gabriel D. And I'm here at Mercy Studios. Mercy Entertainment Company, sorry, at our media center. This is our podcasting station. We are operating a radio station here. We do have two radio stations. Well, we have one that's up right now, DJ Archangel Radio. And I'm probably making y'all dizzy. For the ones that are watching my podcast via vlog format. I know, my bad. Didn't mean to make y'all dizzy. But, I love this setup. But this is our podcasting setup that we have. And so, some that y'all that are watching the vlog, you guys can see that. You can watch the vlog by going to our YouTube channel, which will be in the description below. It's late. It's been a very long week. This past holiday week. I don't know about anybody else, but I get burned out sometimes during the holidays. I mean, can I preach for a moment? Can I talk to you for a moment? Sometimes I get burnt out for the holidays. Am I the only one? Am I playing? You know, this holiday, this year has been a very rough year for my family in first life. Sorry about that, y'all. Getting over this cold, so I'm having a cough. A lot of stuff. But, this year's been very rough. We've been through some things. And it hasn't even been all on one person. My wife, in real life, she's my wife in SL as well. She loves to blame herself, and that's a bad attitude to take, because we both have our shortcomings and pitfalls that we've been going through. But it's been a very rough year, and been through a lot of ups and downs. But God has, sustained us. The holidays, I kind of get burnt out because I don't have a lot of contact with my family. It is what it is. I'm talking about my real life family. And it's sad because we live in the same city. We all live here in Denver. Shout out to my Mile Highers. We all live in the same city, but we are so disconnected, so disjointed that the only time we see each other is for funerals. Like, we are not involved in each other's daily lives. Which is sad. I mean, I think that there are other parts of my family that are more connected with each other. I am. Always been kind of like the black sheep. I'm a peanut head church boy. Always been that way. And I'm fine with that distinguishment. I don't mind. I don't care. I love being a peanut head church boy. I don't know if they think that I'm going to judge them because I'm a peanut head church boy or what. I have no clue. But because of that, because of being the peanut head church boy, I think that I'm not, I'm not popular. I'm not. And because of not, really being popular, I think that I get depressed and I get sad because I don't have a lot of contact with my family. How many people out there like that? SL is a good place to get some of that replacement within us. And what I mean by that is, sometimes in our first lives, when our first lives are not exactly how we want them to be, we can come on to SL and find those kind of replacements. You see the way that I look, and SL is nowhere near how I look in first life. And when I say first life, everybody that's like uninitiated, I might not know what SL is. SL is short for second life. Second life is a game that we can play, where you can make these avatars. Like, if you're looking at my vlog, which the link will be in the box below. But if you look at my vlog, which is in the box below, you can see we make our own avatars to make up who we want to look like. And then we're on this virtual world. We could do anything. I can't afford a podcasting studio. I have a nice podcasting mic. I have a, decent computer. It was a gaming laptop. It's a couple years old. And it's had some rough and tough tumbles, but it's still a workhorse. It's still doing its sizzle. But, knock on wood, because I don't want it to be stopping in the middle of my broadcast. But, I can't afford a podcasting studio. But look, I'm able to record this, and it looks like I'm in a podcasting studio. This, avatar that I made looks very authentic, real podcasting studio. With the, the mics and everything. I can't drive in real life because of some health things. My SL, I be pushing the whips, all kind of whips, motorcycles, cars, helicopters, planes. In second life, I'm able to do and do those things that I'm not really able to do in my first life. And so that's why a lot of times we are on second life, and second life becomes an escape. And I think that a lot of people, when we say that, a lot of people feel that that's a bad thing. Like, oh, he's trying to escape, from his life. Oh, his life must really suck because he wants to escape. And it's nothing like that at all. It's a positive thing. I meet people on here from all around the world, able to meet really cool people, able to, have all kinds of friends, learn about different cultures and places. People built Sims around almost any kind of idea. So if, like, I want to take a trip back to, like, the 1920s, there's, like, actually, like, a jazz, like there was, like, a jazz Sim here that my friend Angelie, shout out to her, had, like, helped create it. That was, like, the Renaissance Festival, like, in Harlem, like, the jazz festivals in, like, Harlem, at the Cotton Club and stuff. Able to go back and see that. There's, my friend Chris, he's major into roleplay. There's a World War II Sim where he walks around, he's an American, officer. He even has an avatar that is a German officer. But, he walks around as this officer, and not that he's Sieg Heiland in real life, because that is my boy. I'm black in real life, and that's my boy. And, but, you're able, even if I'm kind of fascinated with World War II, and I watch a lot of World War II movies, like Operation Valkyrie is one of my favorite movies, Downfall is one of my favorite movies. I can't be whopping SS. First and foremost, I don't have the mindset. Like, I can go and be killing and doing all the crazy stuff that they was doing. But B, like, if I wanted to explore that, I could make a German officer, character on Second Life and roleplay that. There's vampire sims. There's whatever you want to do in Second Life. And a lot of times we hear this term thrown around casually and in a bad way. Escapism, escapism, escapism. You're escaping your first life. And I want to just reach out to you guys in this podcast today and tell you guys, don't let people judge you. This ain't going to be a super long podcast because this is the last podcast of the year. And we're hoping to have all kind of guests and things lined up for next year. And it's going to be cracking and we're going to be off the hinges and it's going to be great. But don't let people judge you. Now, apologies again. Now, on the flip hand side, don't let that become your only life. If you're not living a regular life, if you're not, you know, having experiences where you're living a regular life, where you're disconnecting from the computer. I know some people on SL that are on SL at 24/7, like SL is their life, and you know, some people, they don't have that choice because of illnesses and things like that, and I understand that, and y'all get passes. But there's some people that refuse to face reality, and while you can live your life digitally, you can live in a digital world all day, every day. That's your prerogative, but you're going to miss out on some of the most beautiful parts of life. And I know it's kind of funny, me being a digital avatar right now, telling you guys this, but in 2020, I have to focus. And that's something else I'm going to be talking about next week on the Creating Crowns and the Crosses Motivational Minutes, is me focusing in 2020. And I want you guys to really focus on focusing. Figure out what is important to your guys' life. Figure out what is the, you know, the virtues and things that are really, really important to you. And when you figure those things out, go for them. Go for them. If you're a blogger on Second Life, you know, go for it. Be big. Go blog hard. If you are a, you know, no matter what you are or what you do on Second Life, go for it. If no matter what you are or what you do on your first life, go for it. Go hard for it in 2020. That's just the only one little message I'm going to leave behind in 2019, is let 2019 be the last year of mediocrity. Let it be the last year of being mediocre. Go hard. That's God's plan for your life. Go hard. Alright, so anyways, I hope that you guys have had a blessed year. This is our last podcast of 2019. We'll be back next week. It'll be 2020. So, from all of us at Visual Fantasy Media and Creating Crosses and Crowns, Happy New Year!